Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin,
I'm Winnie.
and we are talking about a
A
story
story.
called The Nanke Dream, right?
Nanke Dream, and it's from a person, Chen Yufeng, from Huainan. He was a soldier in an army.
That's right. Now, Chen Yu wasn't so good at stuff. He got kicked out of the army. He was fired because he was drinking too much alcohol and behaving badly.
Yeah, we learned that. Don't do that. Don't drink
No.
too much. So he goes home and drink more.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe not the best idea, but
No.
what happens is he falls asleep. And when he wakes up, he sees two
Ah,
messengers. Now,
right.
I'm not sure if he's really waking up or if he's waking up in the
In the,
dream.
oh, I didn't think of that. So the two messengers are from the king of
Huai'an, sorry.
Huai'an. So what does the messenger want?
Well, the messengers, what they do is they bring him to a tree, and the tree's empty inside, and they go inside, and they're in this beautiful place called Huai'an, and the king says, "I want you to marry my daughter."
Right, we stop right here. Did he say yes?
Well, we're about to find out. Let's go into our article now.
The Nanke Dream.
Chun Yu agrees to marry the king's daughter. The king holds a feast that evening. At the feast, Chun Yu sees his old friends, Tian Zihua and Zhou Bian. Chun Yu's new life in Huai'an is great. He is very successful and becomes the governor of Nanke. His lovely wife and friends move to Nanke with him. With Chun Yu as the governor, everyone in Nanke becomes very rich. The people in Nanke love him so much that they build a statue of him. However, Chun Yu's good life ends after 20 years. Tan Luo, a nearby kingdom, attacks Nanke. Soon after, Chun Yu's wife and his friend Zhou pass away. Chun Yu returns to Huai'an.
Word power.
Evening, evening. I often play basketball with my friends in the evenings after school. I often play basketball with my friends in the evenings after school. Lovely, lovely. Elizabeth looks lovely in that dark blue dress. Elizabeth looks lovely in that dark blue dress. Kingdom, kingdom. Many years ago, Liu Bei ruled the kingdom of Shu. Many years ago, Liu Bei ruled the kingdom of Shu. Attack, attack. The teacher called Larry's mother because he attacked another boy at school. The teacher called Larry's mother because he attacked another boy at school.
All right, well, let's find out right away if he says yes or no. Here it says Chun Yu agrees to marry the king's daughter.
Ah, he said yes. 春雨决定要跟这个国王的女儿结婚。Marry 呢，这个动词表示结婚、嫁娶，后面可以直接加受词，表示跟谁谁谁结婚。比方说，如果要求婚的时候，你就可以说 "Oh, marry me." So there will be a wedding soon.
Yeah, I think so. Probably right away because here it says the king holds a feast that evening.
Oh, that was pretty fast.
Yeah.
He agrees in the morning, and there's a feast in the evening.
That's right. Now, the king here, he's holding one of my favorite things.
A feast?
Yeah, I love feasts because I get to eat so much food.
没错 ,feast 的这个名词就是宴会。在宴会上像 Aaron 老师说 ,there are all kinds of food on a feast,、mm-hmm. 有各式各样的食物任你吃。所以国王要嫁女儿当然要嫁得风风光光的。And it was in the evening on the same day.
That's right. So I guess those cooks were really busy.
Busy.
All right, well, here we talked about the word evening. Now, evening is a noun. It's spelled E-V-E-N-I-N-G, evening. And let's find out what it means. Evening is a word that describes the time of day. Now, it describes the time of day between afternoon and night. Now, sometimes people say that evening starts after you eat dinner and before you go to bed. Personally, I usually think of evening as the time that it starts to get dark, but it's usually around that same time. Maybe you think evening is at a different time. Here's an example sentence. I often play basketball with my friends in the evenings after school. I often play basketball with my friends in the evenings after school.
Evening 是傍晚晚上大概就是下午五点啊到晚餐吃晚餐的时间像 Aaron 老师说大概就是天开始暗下来的时候就可以称 evening 所以像例句呢就是放学后的时间打篮球我们就可以用 in the evening 那 evening 之前呢我们就是说 afternoon 嘛下午 evening 之后呢就可以说是 nighttime or bedtime
Okay Winnie I know that for me evening is when it starts to get dark what about you?
I think it's likeAround five,
okay.
5 to 7, okay. Maybe.
All right.
Around dinner time.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's around that time. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit different for everyone. Let's continue on in the story, though. It says, at the feast, Chun Yu sees his old friends, Tian Ji Hua and Zhou Bian.
Wow,
did I say those
good?
I didn't even practice. Good job.
在宴会上呢，淳于呢又见到了老朋友。So it must be a great time on the feast. Mm-hmm. You are eating plenty of food, dance to the music, and even see some old friends.
I wonder why his friends never told him about this beautiful place.
Right.
Yeah, all right. Well, it sounds really great there. And it even says in the article, Chun Yu's new life in Huai'an is great.
Ah, 实在是太美好的时光了。淳于在淮安国呢，就是娶了国王的女儿，然后呢，还遇到了这些老朋友，生活过得无忧无虑的。Life is great.
Yeah, I want to be there.
You want to be there?
Yeah, it sounds awesome. You got lots of food, you know, parties, got all your friends. All right, well, he's having a good time, and it even says here, he is very successful and becomes the governor of Nanke.
Wow, mm-hmm. He marries the daughter of the king.And works for the government. Mm-hmm. He's successful now. Mm-hmm. 当了驸马爷然后呢也在这个政府工作。Governor 呢这个字就是政府 government, 在政府里面当长官的人。在现代呢可能可以说是州长在古早年代呢就叫做太守。所以啊他也算是功成名就啦他当了这个南科的太守。
Okay, well, that's a pretty high position to have, the、mm-hmm. governor. And...It gets even better.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It says, his lovely wife and friends moved to Nanke with him.
Ah, remember his wife is the princess of、mm-hmm. Huai'an, but she and Chen Yu's friends decided to move with him.、
Mm-hmm.
因为他现在当了长官了嘛，所以呢，他的好友啊跟太太呢就决定跟他一起搬到这个南科县。
Now, one thing we did learn about his wife is that she's lovely.、
Ah.
Now, this is an adjective. It's spelled L-O-V-E-L-Y, lovely. Let's find out what it means. We usually use the word lovely to describe a person as being pleasant and friendly or nice to be around. For example, Tom is such a lovely person. He's always very friendly.Lovely can also describe something that's attractive or nice to look at. For example, what a lovely park to spend the day in. Now, lovely can also be used to describe something that you've really enjoyed doing. For example, you could say, I had such a lovely day at the park. Now, here's another example we can say, Elizabeth looks lovely in that dark blue dress. Elizabeth looks lovely in that dark blue dress.
Lovely 是 love 加上 ly, 不过要注意哦，这里虽然是 ly 结尾，不过呢是当形容词使用，它可以呢形容人很可爱啊，很美丽，像故事是形容的 lovely wife, 或者是例句呢是 look lovely, 就是在这件穿这件洋装看起来很美丽。另外呢 lovely 也可以拿来形容事物，表示很吸引人的啊，很漂亮的，像是简单来说就是一切都很美好的，比如我们可以说 a lovely day, 真是一个美好的一天。
So many words, so many meanings for such a good word. All right, now what's going to happen here? It says, with Chun Yu as the governor, everyone in Nanke becomes very rich.
Wow. Apparently, he's good at ruling accounting.
Right,
Remember,
sounds like
he drank too much and got into trouble when he was a soldier.现在他竟然还可以就是当好这个太守，结果他在这个南科的这个台南科县当太守，大家呢国泰民安，大家都赚大钱。
Sounds like a pretty good life he's made for himself here. All right, well, the people in Nanke are all really rich. Here it also says, the people in Nanke love him so much that they build a statue of him. Now,How do they show all this love, Winnie? Is it... It said that they built something.
Yeah, a statue 是一个雕像。当地的人民呢，就是实在太喜欢了，太尊敬他了，甚至打造了一座他的雕像。Because statues are people that many others respect, right? So he must be doing a really good job.
It seems like it. But I do know that we also used a certain phrase in that sentence.
They love him so much, right? So, 点点点 that 怎么样，就是太怎么样，以至于怎么样的用法。Let's check out today's magic box for more.
Okay.
Magic box, 找亮点。
张爱玲曾经说过，眉毛有什么用？眉毛就好像在战争中带着金银财宝逃跑。以前呢，我都不懂这句话的含义哦。但最近镇上号称最帅的男人，法国金城武，那个叫做加斯顿的人呢，他一直骚扰我。他说呢，世上呢，只有我这般美貌配得上他。I am so pretty that he wants to marry no one else.But me, 哦，拜托起来，难道全世界只剩下我们这个小镇吗？我长得美，难道错了吗？他为什么要这样骚扰我呢？啊，我就是深受美貌所苦的悲情女子贝儿。因为怎样以至于怎么样，中文里面很常用到这样的句型哦。这样的句型呢，在英文里面呢也是好用到一个不行，尤其是在我们写作的时候。所以呢，记得我们一定要今天认真学起来咯。这个句型呢，因为怎样以至于怎样，我们呢就是使用 so 跟 that。 OK， 我们前面半段呢是 so 加上形容词很怎么样， that 后面再加上一个子句以至于怎么样。So 这个字呢，它可以当作副词哦，我们就放在形容词前面修饰形容词，表示非常。例如呢，今天呢，我好开心啊 ，I am so happy today， 我今天好开心啊。或者是呢，加斯顿让我觉得好烦躁啊 ，He is so annoying， 他真是超级讨厌的，非常。或是呢这个很怎么样，我们呢就可以用 so 这个副词来修饰形容词。那今天要讲解的剧情里面的 so 呢就有点这样的感觉了，我们就是呢 so 加上形容词很怎么样，因为怎么样，后面的 that 呢再带出以至于怎么样的这个结果。例如呢，开头的时候呢，我遇到了恐怖情人的这个例句 I am so pretty that he wants to marry no one else but me. I am so prettyWe are very so pretty that he wants to marry no one else but me. 以至于呢，他什么人都不想娶，眼中只有我。 知道怎么使用 so that 直句型之后呢，我们可以多造几个句子来练习了。例如呢，家父呢总是要到隔壁镇上卖工艺品赚钱，但一去呢就是一两周。为什么？因为呢我们两个镇之间距离太远啦。 It's so far from here to the market that my father won't be back today。从我家呢到市集的距离实在是太远了，以至于呢我爸爸今天回不了家。 It's so far from here to the market that my father won't be back today。 今天回不了家，因为呢距离实在是太远了，也就是呢因为太远了，所以才会在路上遇到野兽啦。野兽一家哦，自从变成野兽之后，他们家很多东西都没有再用，年久失修了。 OK, the computer is so old that I can't use it. OK, 这个电脑太老旧，我完全不能用了。 The computer is so old that I can't use it. 太旧以至于我不能使用了。幸好呢，本姑娘怎么样，在家训练有素了，修电脑这点小事难不倒我咯。
Okay, welcome back. Now, we've been learning about Chuan Yu's great life、mm-hmm. here in Huai'an. He's got a lovely wife. Everyone's rich. They build a statue. But. There's always a but.
Aww.
Here it says, however, Chuan Yu's good life ends after 20 years.
好景不长、啊、其实也蛮长的啦。故事说这个他的好运到了这个20年后还是到了尽头。What happens?、
Something not very good happens. Here it says, a nearby kingdom attacks Nanke. So, some really not great things are happening here.
Tan Luo, what's this place?、
Mm-hmm, it's a kingdom. A kingdom is a noun. It's spelled K-I-N-G-D-O-M, kingdom. And we're going to find out what it means right here. A kingdom describes a country or another large area that is ruled by a king or a queen. Now, when a queen is in charge, however, we don't say queendom. We still use the word kingdom.Here's an example. Many years ago, Liu Bei ruled the kingdom of Shu. Hopefully I've said those words right too. Let's see if I can do it again. Many years ago, Liu Bei ruled the kingdom of Shu.
Kingdom 呢这个字前面有个 king 这个字，也就是国王所治理的国度，也就是王国的意思啦。因为从以前这个一直沿用到现代，所以之后即使像可能英国有女王，也不会有 queendom 这个字啦，之后就都以 kingdom 来指这个王国。例如我们的例句呢是说，这个历史上我们中国历史蜀国是 kingdom of 蜀，是由刘备所统治的。那故事中呢是说 a nearby kingdom 就是在附近的一个王国叫这个檀罗 attacks. What happens?
Well, that's another good question. And that's because we're using another word power word, which is the verb attack. Now, attack is spelled A-T-T-A-C-K, attack. Let's find out what it means here. When you attack a person, animal, or place, you try to hurt that thing on purpose. Now, this is not something that happens by accident. Often when you attack, it's because you're very angry and want something else or somebody else to suffer or hurt in some way. Here's an example sentence. The teacher called Larry's mother because he attacked another boy at school. The teacher called Larry's motherBecause he attacked another boy at school.
Oh, big trouble.
Don't do that.
Attack 这个动词表示攻击，可以是两国之间这个军队的攻击，也可以是人冲动之下的攻击。像例句就是 Larry attacked another boy at school， 在学校攻击了另一个男孩。Attack 呢也可以当名词，通常是Under attack 这样的片语出现，表示受到攻击。比如说 ，The country is under attack after the peace talk between the leaders failed. 国家受到攻击，因为这个两国之间的和平谈话这个破灭了，破局了。So the peaceful and rich Nanke is gone.
All gone, Winnie.、
Oops.
And guess what?It gets even worse.
Oh, no.
It was so good before,、mm-hmm. but it never lasts, does it? Here it says, soon after, Chuan Yu's wife and his friend Zhou pass away.
没多久，他的老婆跟朋友也都相继过世了。这里我们看到 pass away 是一个比较委婉的方式表示死亡，也就是 die 啦。
Mm-hmm. So things just getting worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
Here, what do you do when your
family,
county is
your
under
friends.
attack? Your family and friends, they're dying.Here, this is what Chuan Yu does. It says, Chuan Yu returns to Huai'an.
既然朋友家人都已经不在南科了，春雨也没有留在南科的意义啦，所以他就回到了淮安。It's sad turn,、mm-hmm. but luckily it's not the end of the story yet.
You're right, there's still more to talk about. Hopefully things get better for him in the next、mm-hmm. day of our article. For now, let's go to review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽
Welcome back to review time. Now, Winnie, I told you yesterday、
yeah.
that you wouldn't have to spell the words.
Oh no, oh、uh-huh. no, what is it gonna be?
Which means today, you are going to have to spell the words.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, this time,、
mm-hmm.
why don't you give me a definition?
What?
Yeah, you can test
and
me
I
on the definition. And then you have to spell、
oh,
the word you、
like、
choose.
This is like double test.
Yeah.
Okay.、
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you have to guess which word it、
yeah.
is first, and I have
and
to
spell. And then you
have to spell
oh,
it.
Oh, my、yep.
God. So I'm going to be easy for、
okay.
to myself, too.
Okay.
、it's a time、
okay.
that we say, I think it's like...5 to 7. It's not in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's between afternoon and night.
Right.
So it's the evening.
Evening. Mm-hmm. I think I can do this.
Okay.
I know it ends with ing,、
mm-hmm.
right? Evening.
Mm-hmm.
Evening. E-V-E-N-I-N-G.
That's right. You、
yes.
can just think of even,、
mm-hmm.
which is E-V-E-N,、
yeah.
and I-N-G.We should note, some people say evening, some people say evening. They're both correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can say both, whatever's easiest for you.
Evening,
okay. Let's do one more.
Another easy one.
Okay.
To say someone is beautiful.
Oh, yeah, okay.
To say something is good.
Am I looking for a verb?
No, if you are to say, I'm beautiful, it's an adjective.
Oh, it's an adjective. Okay,、
uh-huh.
if I, an adjective or a synonym of beautiful、
yeah.
is lovely.
Wow,、
mm-hmm.
lovely, I can do this.
Okay.
Because it ends with L-Y and、
mm-hmm.
it's lovely.、
Mm-hmm.
So, L-O-V-E-L-Y.
You've been giving yourself some very easy ones here, Winnie.
Yep.
I'm going to make you spell a hard、one now.
No.
Mm-hmm. This is actually not that hard to spell.
No?
This is a place that is ruled by a king.
I know king.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I have to...
You have to guess the word
guess
and
the
spell
word.
It.
I know king.
Mm-hmm.
A place that a king rules.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
I know how to spell king.
Okay.
K-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
And dumb. Dumb.D-O-M.
That's right.
K-I-N-G-D-O-M.
Right. It sounds like D-U-M, but it's not. It's D-O-M.、
Mm.
Very good. All right. Well, we've left some words in there for you to spell and to guess, so you can try this with your friends and classmates. But for now, we have to say goodbye. For A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
The Nonka Dream.
Chun Yu agrees to marry the king's daughter. The king holds a feast that evening. At the feast, Chun Yu sees his old friends Tian Zihua and Zhou Bian. Chun Yu's new life in Huai'an is great. He is very successful and becomes the governor of Nanke.His lovely wife and friends move to Nanke with him. With Chun Yu as the governor, everyone in Nanke becomes very rich. The people in Nanke love him so much that they build a statue of him. However, Chun Yu's good life ends after 20 years. Tan Luo, a nearby kingdom, attacks Nan Ke. Soon after, Chun Yu's wife and his friend Zhou pass away. Chun Yu returns to Huai'an.
Evening, evening. I often play basketball with my friends in the evenings after school. I often play basketball with my friends in the evenings after school. Lovely, lovely. Elizabeth looks lovely in that dark blue dress. Elizabeth looks lovely in that dark blue dress. Kingdom, kingdom. Many years ago, Liu Bei ruled the kingdom of Shu. Many years ago, Liu Bei ruled the kingdom of Shu. Attack, attack. The teacher called Larry's mother because he attacked another boy at school. The teacher called Larry's mother because he attacked another boy at school.